Next year will be the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. Founded on April 22nd in 1970 as a civilian protest against the environmental impacts from industrial development, that spring day sparked the beginning of the environmental awareness movement and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. Earth Day has now become a global event marked by civic participation and political action. Protect Our Species is the theme for this year, which falls on Monday, April 22nd. Today, County Lines producer Renee Wild is here with people from the front lines of Ohio's sustainability movement who are trying to do just that.
The Ohio Ecological Food and Farm Association was founded in 1979 as a grassroots coalition of farmers, backyard gardeners, educators, researchers, and others who share a desire to build a healthy food system. This year, OFA held its 40th annual conference in Dayton, and I talked to some of the members.
Yeah, I'm John Stock, and I'm with United Plant Savers, and we're a nonprofit whose mission is to conserve at-risk native medicinal plants. It started with our United Plant Savers Botanical Sanctuary in Rutland, Ohio, which is a 379-acre beautiful piece of land that's home to many of these plants that we advocate for. We now have 115 botanical sanctuaries across the United States and Canada. When there comes a time and place when we stop screwing things up, you know, these sanctuaries can be poised to spread that diversity back across the landscape.
I'm Katie Trazzo, and I'm also a board member of the Appalachian Beginning Forest Farmer Coalition, helping people who would like to forest farm in their woods. And that basically means growing different products, mostly food and medicine, but bringing management into it to also protect the plants. Part of what attracts a lot of people to this is that they can have a intact canopy and forest, but still be able to make some type of income off of it.
My name is Luke Welch. I'm an AmeriCorps with Rural Action in the Sustainable Agriculture Program. We are working on starting up an incubator farm at the Chester Hill Produce Auction. So we'll have people that can get a quarter acre, and have mentors to help them start up farming and everything. And then we'll also have the Chester Hill Produce Auction on site right there so they can find a market very easily.
Hi, I'm Annie Preston. I work with Countryside. We're a food and farming nonprofit in Northeast Ohio. Our main program is a partnership with the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. So there are 10 conservation-based farms that lease their land from the National Park Service and farm in our park. So we help manage that program. So we have interns that will learn on our farm, and then once they have all the necessary skills, they can go out to our partner farms in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and help those farmers build their businesses.
My name is Danielle. I am a new urban farmer. I interned at Dayton Urban Grown the last couple years. And Lisa Helm, the owner and founder, she teaches classes on how to do it yourself. I don't even think there's a quarter of an acre in production, and it shows you that you can make a livable wage in Dayton with just that small amount of space.
Okay, so I'm Ted. I own Ohio Earth Food. One of the barriers to people getting into vegetable production is land. Land prices have gone through the roof. So my brother and I, we each had IRAs, 401ks that have been rolling over for years, and you can now do a self-directed IRA and you can buy farmland. And so we did that in Johnstown, and we bought this 29-acre plot, dividing it up into small sections to lease to people that would like to try their hand at vegetable farming.
I'm Michael Robinson.
I'm Nathan Rutz.
And we're with Rust Belt Riders Composting and Tilth Soils. A lot of us have experience in the service industry, so we thought, hey, we can take this food scraps and compost them at the community garden sites to help make better soils. So when we began, we were on bicycles hauling food scraps from restaurants 300 pounds at a time on a trailer behind a bicycle.
Yeah, and now we're doing about 30,000 pounds a week in Cleveland in a box truck and a cargo van.
That was Michael Robinson and Nathan Rutz of Rust Belt Riders, along with John Stock of United Plant Savers, Katie Trousseau with the Appalachian Beginning Forest Farming Coalition, Luke Welch, an AmeriCorps volunteer with Rural Action, Annie Preston of Countryside, first-time urban farmer Danielle speaking about her internship with Dayton Urban Grown, and Ted Stutz, owner of Ohio Earth Food. For County Lines on WYSO, I'm Renee Wilde.